actually Cassandra Joan Butler, our station astrologer. She was at the legendary Pink Floyd show at the auditorium all those years ago, and it was the first time she ever partook of the evil herb, which is now sanctioned by the state and taxed heavily by the state. Joining us right now on WBEN, we have station astrologer. Not every station has one, you know. Cassandra Joan Butler, and Cassandra Joan, also my first wife. I feel like Henry VIII. Cassandra Joan, welcome to the program once again. And this, you've been talking about this eclipse for quite some time. And everywhere I've been going, I've been listening to people talking about what a big deal this is. From your perspective as an astrologer, not an astronomer, why is this total eclipse over Buffalo such a big deal?
Hi, Tom. Yes, it is a big deal, and I'm so excited to say that you got to listen to me, you know, about astrology, like years previously, right? I've been talking about this for years. It's a big deal because total eclipses, of course, and an astrological interpretation means a big portal of change. Like it's like we jump into this, oh, I'm not going to be too airy-fairy, but not really a dimension, but there's a shift that's going on, okay? So as from a psychological and healing perspective, I got to talk a little astrology here. The eclipse takes place when the sun and the moon are at 19 degrees in the sign of Aries along the ecliptic. That's where all of the constellations fall, along the ecliptic. Any astronomer would agree with that. But this particular eclipse has a healing connotation, Tom, because the asteroid Chiron is also going to be along with this eclipse. It's an opportunity for personal healing, and really we all need healing of some stripe. So yeah, it's a really cool show. I mean, the lights go off. I traveled to Charleston, South Carolina for the 17 eclipse, and that was amazing because the lights went off in the middle of the day, and with or without clouds, Buffalo, New York will be dark between 2:30 and I forgot the exact time. It starts at 2:30, but totality is in that thing. It will be completely dark. It's an amazing, just human experience. But from an astrological experience, we want to look and identify which aspect of ourselves we need healing from a personal point of view. And so there you go. This is just phenomenal. And then, of course, you know, I hope I'm not losing anybody. The United States has a chart, too, and this eclipse is going to do tremendous healing for our country. So I'll always look at the mundane aspects of astrology as well. Mundane doesn't mean boring. It means how we apply it to states and cities and so forth. So I'm super excited about this eclipse. And it's in Buffalo. It's in our backyard, Tom.
In our front yard and our backyard, and on top of our roofs as well. 60 mm-hmm. days, 22 hours, 23 minutes from now, it will be the total eclipse of the sun in the middle of the day, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Buffalo. Of course, we'll have live coverage from the sun. Brayton Wilson will be traveling to the sun along with Tim Wager. Live coverage from ground zero of the sunshine. But for many millennia, when something like this would happen, and the ancients, for example, the Aztecs, the Mayans, the people behind Stonehenge, possibly the Egyptians, they certainly had the stars, the planets, the eclipses playing a role in their mathematical equations and their lifetimes, actually.
Absolutely. And, you know, depending on... Yeah, so the powers that be previous to this generation, going back many generations, like you said, Tom, used astrology. You know, kings and queens would use the astrology. They would often interpret the eclipses as a changing of the guard. You know, long live the king might die, you know, this type of thing. It's a foreboding event, but for the individuals, the rest of us, it can be an extraordinary time for some personal, like I said, healing because it's an Aries. So eclipses have been marked forever. The spectacle of a total eclipse is a really cool experience. I witnessed it firsthand, even though and this continent, we've only had two other total eclipses, and they're fairly rare, you know, in North America. The Indian interpretation of eclipses is a spiritual shift when we use Indian astrology, the Vedic school of thought. And they'll even say that you should kind of pray and fast and be very meditative during the eclipses because they're unsettling. Even in the story of Jesus's crucifixion, they talk about the sun disappeared. So some scholars think that there was an eclipse during that crucifixion, during the story of his death and then resurrection, which is really interesting. You know, the temple moved and so forth. There is some eclipses represent foreboding, but it can also represent new beginnings. And because this eclipse is really in the area of the U.S.'s chart, which represents healing, I'm just holding my breath and saying there's going to be some good things that are coming down the pike. This year is a phenomenally important year for our country.
Well, let's bring up a caller. This is Frank in Williamsville. Frank, you're on WBEN talking about the eclipse. My first wife, Cassandra Joan Butler, is along with us, and you're on WBEN. Hello.
On a scientific side of this, what is the difference between this and this year, average sundown every night? I mean, how is this astrologically different?
How the sun is down?
The sun goes down. You get this straight. The Earth goes down around the sun. So when we lose sight of it, and then, so in the afternoon, what's going to happen is the moon's going to get in the way of the Earth and the sun. Correct?
Right. So right. The shadow of the moon. Here's something for all of us to kind of reflect on, Frank. And this, no scientist has an explanation of this. This is kind of interesting. The reason we even have eclipses is because the sun and the moon, from Earth's perspective, are the same diameter. Think about that for a minute. They're the same space and diameter. Otherwise, we couldn't have eclipses, and the sun would disappear or the moon would disappear on March 26th. We have a lunar eclipse. So no other planet has that, eclipses. It's kind of interesting.
One other question. The question I would have would be, let me see, can they mathematically chart out how many of these eclipses we're going to have into the future, like ad infinitum? I was wondering if they could do that. And before I go, I just, Tom, Prosser, your brother, man, what a show. That dude has got some book material inside of him. I was really impressed with that.
I didn't hear it, but thank you very much. That's keeping to the topic at hand. Thank you, Frank. We'll let Frank go and get back to Cassandra Joan. Cassandra Joan Butler, the WBEN astrologer. Not every station has one, Cassandra, and you just happen to be ours. I'm just saying it's good to know people. Talking about why would you think that the eclipse, whether it's in Aries or whether it's in a Porsche, get it, Aries, the K car, that kind of thing.
All
right, no matter where it is, why would there be any expectation that it would represent healing when, unfortunately, evil and violence and animalistic behavior seems to be kind of a human thing?
Okay, well, we astrologers like to ascribe meaning to all of the bodies up there, like the moon is emotion, the sun is one's ego, Chiron is literally healing, and the rock called Chiron, which is actually bigger than the planet Pluto, it's an asteroid, is at the same exact degree as this eclipse. So it's like a psychological way of looking at this, Tom. So it's where you find 19 degrees of Aries in your particular chart that offers up each of us a way to embrace our own personal healing of our sense of self, like to brighten our light, to embrace who we are, and not to be ashamed of our wonderful gifts in the world. This has not ever happened in this lifetime of any of ours. We have eclipses in Aries every 18 years. And I often tell my clients and my friends, okay, let's go back to 18 years ago. We had eclipses in Aries. You may have had some shifts in your life that were very pronounced, and now we are having a repeat of those shifts moving forward in 2024. But this one has that advantage of having Chiron being activated by the eclipse itself. So, like, it can be, when I say healing, it can be healing anything. Like, in my case, I'm going to be healing my house. I'm going to really get organized, Tom. How about that? That's a form of healing. Right? For other people.
Really? No, that would, Sandy, that would be a miracle.
I know.
Well, that's not healing. That's like the blind will see and the lepers will be cleansed.
Right. Forget about, right? Anything else. But truly, that's my goal in the next few months. I am throwing things out, Tom. Yeah. Anyway, but the point is, wherever you need most help in your life, you get a super turbocharged booster with this eclipse. And so I'm approaching it from more of a spiritual point of view. That's why I'm having a spiritual retreat. I'm up at Stella Niagara. People are invited to attend. They can come for a day or the whole weekend. I bought my glasses, Tom. I got tons of them. I'll share with you.
Well, it's always good to share. The eyeglasses, and I'm so glad you brought this up because we would be, I think, very derelict in our duty, not to mention repeatedly, and I know it's going to be emphasized over and over again, you are not to look directly at an eclipse ever. But there are glasses that are scientifically, optometrically and ophthalmologically proven to be safe for eclipses. Are they the ISO glasses? Is that what they are?
Absolutely. ISO and certified. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, you want to just make sure there's a certification on the eyeglassware. They're plastic. They're heavy duty. And I know in 2017 they were selling out towards closer to the eclipse. So if your listeners are thinking about observing it, please get your eyeglasses sooner than later. ISO, yes. Certified.
Mm-hmm. ISO glasses for solar eclipse. They're all over the internet. Just out of curiosity, Cassandra Joan Butler, our astrology, and, you know, Sandy, I call her Sandy, but Sandy, what's really weird is people that I know, that you know, I know, that everywhere I go, people are talking about the eclipse. And these are not people necessarily who would be your clients. They're fascinated in it from how cool is it? We literally, from what I've heard, are selling out hotels. This is the information I have, that we're selling out hotels, that even the elective surgery places are not doing elective surgeries that day, around that time anyway, because they don't want to miss the eclipse.
Yeah, and a lot of schools are closing because it takes place on Monday. A lot of schools are closing. I'll be traveling to a big expo soon and talking about the eclipse in Buffalo and try to bring some California types out to Buffalo because we're lucky. It's in the path of totality. There's a big like line right across the U.S. We missed out last time in 2017. And I think that this is a natural wonder of the spectacle, right? That's what you're speaking of. You don't have to know astrology, but there's just something really cool about the cosmos doing its dance in the sky. And like I said, no other planet that I'm aware of, well, I Googled this, I always trust Mr. Google, has eclipses, right? Because the satellites, well, there's moons of Jupiter, there's moons, et cetera, Saturn, but no other planets have that same weird dimension that the orbs of the sun and our moon are equivalent, that we would have the sun and or the moon disappear. And from a psychological point of view, the solar eclipse starts a new beginning on April 8th, but we can't let go of the lunar eclipse. There's one 2 weeks earlier, and that one's in the sign of Libra. And that's, of course, during Easter and Passover week, which is always dictated by the first full moon after the spring equinox. Those religious holidays are astrologically derived by the first full moon after the spring equinox. So then, interesting, a little astrological fact.
do you remember the Equinox Skyline Inn overlooking Manchester, Vermont?
I certainly do, yeah.
And the road, the toll road we used to take to the top of that thing?
Right. There's no way I would do that now. I wouldn't have the stomach for it, Tom.
I don't think it's even open anymore, which is really a shame because that was a great place to stay. I remember watching the Perseid meteor shower with you on the top of that mountain. Many years ago. So anyway, you were talking about an event you are doing in conjunction with the eclipse of April 8th, 2024. What is going on at Stella Niagara, and what's more importantly going on with Stella Artois, but what is going on with Stella Niagara?
Yes, I have, it's a wonderful, peaceful place. It's right on the banks of Niagara River. They have a retreat offering there. And so I've, of course, obtained some rooms of which I'm going to be doing some healing conversations, Reiki healing for people who attend. Of course, I'll be doing everyone's charts. And so people can choose to come for Saturday night, Sunday night, all day Monday, or they can just come for the day. For Monday, and we can do, I know, we're going to be doing meditations and all sorts of healing activities. It's not going to be bring your own booze. It's going to be bring your own meditation tapes. So just, if you want a low-key, sensitive, spiritual event for this, I think, spiritual, sensitive event, come up to Stella Niagara. All the details are on my website.
And your website, obviously, it's been a while since we've had you on the show doing people's charts on the air, but CassandraJoanButler.com?
Correct. Correct, Tom. And, you know, this 2024 is, every year has astrological events. The solar eclipse is a big one for everyone. Again, you don't have to be an astrologer or even have an interest in astrology to marvel at the beautiful display of this event. And it's really cool. It's with or without clouds, it will be dark at totality. It's a kind of a creepy feeling. So whatever you're doing out there for that event, make a wish, you know, just really identify what you want to do in your life from a very personal, individualistic way, you know, putting oneself first and contribute to the world. That's the message of this eclipse.
Well, it contributes to New York State's tax base, but that might be a different thing altogether. Cassandra Joan Butler, I'm sure we'll talk further about this as the time approacheth. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate your insight, and I can't believe the economic impact of this in terms of the tourist dollars that are going to be spent, in terms of the awareness of Buffalo as a destination. It's really going to be pretty amazing.
It will. It will, Tom. And, I'd be glad to chat about this moving up towards the big event. And, and anyone can reach out to me, too, again, via my website if you have questions about where Aries falls in your chart, you know. So, whatever. Love talking to you, Tom.
All right. Yeah. CassandraJoanButler.com. What were we going to say?
Yeah, by the way, that Aries is in your house with money. For Tom.
Say what?
It's in your house of money in your chart, Tom. I always have to throw
like
a personal window. Yeah.
How interesting. Thank you very much.
For you this year. All right, Tom.
All right. Thank you very much, Cassandra Joan Butler, the astrologer for News Radio 930 WBEN. And we'll get her back in studio at some point in the not-too-distant future. We are both juggling many, many balls, giggity, in our lifetimes. And we'll get her back on, I promise you that, on News Radio 930 WBEN.